Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The connection has been made with NFL draft analyst for NFL.com, Lance Zierlein. Good morning, Lance. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Morning Roast.
Yeah, good to be here.
And we know today is opening day in baseball, but I imagine it's kind of like opening day every day for you right now as an NFL draft analyst, and you're doing 8 million hits a day, and it's all about the quarterbacks, right, Lance?
Well, when you read sideline draft prospects every year like I do, it's all about every position because this stuff doesn't stop. I mean, every year it becomes about the quarterbacks, but I'm just not as high on these guys as everyone else, but I understand the excitement and all this and that. But it's, I don't know. I just been a little bit blah about the quarterbacks this year other than Trevor Lawrence, and yet every year they get shot to the top. So we'll see if this one works out.
You know what, Lance? How does that happen? Because I'm with you. Like, Mac Jones was a second-round pick 3 months ago. All of a sudden he's a top-10 pick. Justin Fields wasn't even close to Trevor Lawrence 2 months ago, and all of a sudden he's going in the top three. Why does this happen every single year with the quarterback position? Is it because it's the most important position on the field, or is it just everybody goes crazy and there's only smoke screens when it comes to quarterbacks?
Well, I mean, I think it's neat. I mean, I think when you look at it, and we talk about smoke screens, and then Josh Allen goes in top five, and Baker Mayfield goes one, and Darnold goes three in that draft, and, you know, you get Goff one, Carson Wentz two. I mean, it happens. Guys get pushed up. Two teams traded up for Deshaun Watson and Pat Mahomes. The year Mitch Trubisky went two, and that's because the Bears freaked out and got fooled by the 49ers and, traded up to get Mitch Trubisky, which is not going to go down as one of the best moves in Ryan Pace's career, obviously. So, I think it's a fear that when you're in the bottom – eight, you may never be in that position again. And I think some teams are in there and they fear for their jobs, some of the general managers, some of the coaches. And sometimes they talk themselves into quarterbacks that they like but maybe don't love. And so they get pushed up. I mean, the position gets pushed up. It's a very important position. But if you look at a lot of the quarterbacks that we talk about, if you go look at the quarterbacks who've been drafted inside the top five, there's a lot of busts. I mean, not even busts, but you're like, Jared Goff, I mean, you know, that's okay. You went to a Super Bowl with him. That's great, but he's not there anymore. And Carson Wentz isn't there anymore. You went to a Super Bowl kind of with him, even though he was hurt. So, I don't think the grades match up with the performance of where you're drafting him. That's the problem. And I'm sure San Francisco 49ers fans, I heard it from them the day that the trade was made, and I mentioned, because I heard Daniel Jeremiah talk about it, and I had a friend of mine in a league say, put Mac Jones number three in your next mock, and, you know, I put that out there, and 49ers fan were just besides himself. I had no credibility in this, that, and the other, and that's not what I would do. I've got a second-round grade on him, but I do think there's definitely a chance that that's what you're looking at. My choice would be Trey Lance, but, we'll see what happens, but it's hard to imagine that we live in a world where you trade, you know, where you're basically drafting Mac Jones with three first-round picks. I just personally can't see that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, given what it took to move up, and then given how much better you think he can be than Jimmy, and contrast that with who else is in the division? Would he ever be better than Kyler or Russ? I find that to be a stretch. It would be a disservice to themselves to make that move, right? I would be okay with it later on in the first round where you didn't surrender, maybe even traded back. But, man, and let's get into Trey Lance. I think that this is the guy that I would love to have. The ball flies off of his hands, the movement, his ability to go under center, make the checks when it comes to that protection. I think this kid's going to be special, but he needs to be in the right situation where he can be coached up. Do you think Kyle Shanahan can coach this kid up if they take a guy like Trey Lance?
Well, I mean, look, Matt Ryan was an MVP under him. Matt Schaub had his best season as a pro under him. RG3 was the rookie of the year under Kyle Shanahan. I think Kyle Shanahan's offense is phenomenal for quarterbacks. I think you can take an average quarterback and turn him into a really good player. I do want to make one comment about something you said. I mean, when these guys are drafting players, they're not drafting them based on, okay, how's he going to stack up next to Kyler Murray? They're drafting them with the sole purpose of, does this guy help us win a championship? And so anything the 49ers are doing right now, they believe that they have a lot of the pieces in place, and they clearly believe this is a move where you're pushing your chips in because you feel like you've got a window open to win a championship. And maybe that's not such a crazy thought when you think about the offensive line and you've got some weapons and you were in a Super Bowl just 2 years ago. But this is a move that you make. Typically, when you do this, you're trading this many picks for a playmaker, not a snap taker, not a game manager. And I feel like he is much more of a game manager. Now, in Kyle Shanahan's offense, you can get production. I mean, he's really good at getting the offense cranked up around what I consider to be good, anywhere from average to good quarterbacks. I don't doubt that Mac Jones can have success in that offense if he's there, but you do have to have optimal pieces around him. And San Francisco certainly is not the worst place to go if you're a quarterback. So I think he can have a level of success. But Mac Jones, to me, is a guy that you probably plug in early and you move Jimmy. And if you had Trey Lance, that's clearly one where Jimmy sits tight for a year, and then you groom Trey Lance to play. But Trey Lance is really, to me, tailor-made for this offense. That's why I was almost
positive. Why do you say
this
that?
It's going to be Trey Lance.
Why do you say that he's tailor-made for this offense?
Well, I'll tell you why. So what North Dakota State does is they're a full field read offense. They set their own protections. They do a lot of zone, outside zone stuff, which is obviously similar. So you get boot action if you want to put that in there. You get the big man on the move. With the athleticism that you talked about, it really, because he's a full field reader and he's not one of these like half field college quarterbacks, it really blends itself and works with more of the layered passing attack that San Francisco likes to run. So, and now of course Kyle's worked a lot more quick game in, and he's kind of altered his offense to take in more of what today's NFL football is, which is a copy of college. But kind of, you know, Trey is kind of a throwback quarterback. And I talked to his quarterback coach, and they have them do more preparation at North Dakota State than any other college that you're going to find. They basically prepare like they're pro quarterbacks. So from a mental standpoint, he's going to come into the league at a very high level from a football IQ standpoint. He just doesn't have experience. But I think his ability to run the boot action stuff and the threat of him getting out on the edge is something that can really help the running game as well. And I watched a lot of, you know, Gary Kubiak, Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan offense when Kyle was here in Houston and when Gary was here in Houston. I'm quite familiar with it. And I know what the right kind of quarterback looks like, and he is an elevated version of that. He's what John Elway looks like to me.
We're talking with Lance Zierlein, NFL draft analyst for NFL.com. And Lance, I know you obviously can't see Joe, who just asked you the question about Trey Lance.
Uh-huh.
But the whole time you were answering, he was dancing because over the last couple of days, we've been starting to get into these guys, and we have this thing, Lance, make you dance, because he's definitely in on the Trey Lance train. So,
yeah, I am too. I mean, it's an easy one to me, but, I mean, it's not a guaranteed lock since. He's played 1 year of football, but he's got all the mental – he's got the mental stuff. He's got the physical stuff. Like, now it's just a matter of – the only negative I really was concerned about is he's not much of a chance taker on tape. There's plays that he leaves out on the field. But I think with the offense of San Francisco, it makes it easy for you. You know that you've got two reads. You make a read, and you're either going intermediate or you're going deep. And I thought it would have been a perfect offense. And maybe he's still the pick. I don't know. I didn't love Mac Jones' pro day, by the way. But, no. You know, that's neither here nor there, I guess.
You weren't the only one. You weren't the only one. Well, Lance, we know you got things to do. We know you got a million hits. So we so appreciate you making one of our guys dance and all your insights. We'll talk to you again soon.
Well, my apologies. I don't know if that is that a thanks or should I apologize?
No, it's a no. Thanks. No, I mean, he's not the best dancer, but it made for good, you know, content.
And please come back on the show because you got some great insights. I want to get to more positions later on, like Travis.
Give me a hit, Najee.
Lance, I'm ready to draft the tight ends for North Dakota State while we're at it because that film is unreal.
Well, you can be the one to draft the North Dakota State tight end if you want.
Exactly. And that'll be his last time drafting. Lance, have a great rest of your day, man. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, we'll see you guys.